This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we're interviewing a couple of very, very sharp guys, George Campbell and Jim Packard. They are a pair to draw to. One is old, one is young, one is handsome, one is ugly. So you can choose which one of all those they are.
I identified with all those categories. I don't know if that's good.
You like the book, huh?
Like the book, like these guys, worried that the same parallels will emerge from our father-son dynamic. So I at least call young. I'm not sure how the rest
old,
of
young, smart, dumb. Appropriate, inappropriate.
Appropriate, yeah. So that's good.
So, man, how are you? What's going on?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm up here in the cool climes of Minnesota right now before I head back down to Tucson.
And I'm in Wickenburg, Arizona, where it's 112, but it's the dry heat today.
And you moved down there in March, so you're getting used to it. This is your first summer there? Is that what I understand?
No, I'm from Maine originally, but I used to winter in Scottsdale, so I'm used to some of the heat. Oh. Not like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I used to sell airplanes for a living, and I'd have to fly through there, and you couldn't even breathe. You know, the airplane almost sank in the air. Big heat's bad, 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 but you're up for it, man. Keep you younger. I see that that's the whole goal there. Your skin looks very good. That's exciting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, your book, The Consistency Chain for Network Marketing, and I hung a picture on Facebook. You really should have this book because it really does define what's going on in your business and, you know, the old 80-20 rule. I love the book. You quote Eric Worre a lot, who is I would call him a mentor of mine, even though he's much younger. And he's done much for my career in network marketing and much for lots of people's career. And I love the fact that you guys gave credit where credit is due in this book. Why did you decide to write it? What brought two ends of the spectrum together to write a darn good book?
Well, I kind of started the journey on my own. I had fallen in love with network marketing at a very early age and never was successful at it. And then finally, I made my way into stand-up comedy and eventually into professional speaking, which I had a good bit of success in that. But I wanted to circle back because I was curious how it is that myself and people like me, that you know, I consider myself fairly sharp and capable, how is it that we can be successful in one area of our lives, but in the area especially of network marketing, we just simply can't find the means to get the success that we want? And that was like the beginning of the journey.
See, I looked at people that were being successful. So you reached out to Jim and said, maybe this is something we could kind of collaborate on and be an accordion, so to speak, and squeeze it together and figure out what's going on with me, and I can figure out what's going on with you and the people in the middle we can serve. Is that kind of what you did?
Well, I mean, one of the things that happened was that I began this program, and I was on my own in the beginning, and I would speak to groups of network marketing people, and I would have 80% of the room come up to me at the end, and it was all hugs and kisses because they, for the first time, perhaps felt validated by the person on stage that they could really relate to and understand. But the leaders came up to me and looked at me like, I don't believe you can actually think this way and have a life. And that's when I realized I needed someone who was on the other end of that spectrum, somebody who had proven themselves as a leader in network marketing to help them get to a place of understanding so that they could help people like me. And I had seen Jim, who was unbelievably successful in network marketing, and always admired him. And we had struck up a friendship over the years, and I called him and I said, you know, I would like for you to be my partner in this.
Yeah, I first met George, guys, my son had actually hired George to come speak to our team. And I remember sitting there and going, my gosh, this guy is funny. At the time, I didn't know he was in the National Speakers Hall of Fame or had been a stand-up comic with Jerry Seinfeld and that whole group for 10 years. I just was watching him and going, oh, my goodness, wouldn't I like to have somebody like that on our team? Little did I know that George would have frustrated the heck out of me.
But you did go on and recruit him onto your team.
No, no, absolutely not. He was on somebody else's team.
Oh.
And which I wanted to take him, but that wasn't ethical, right? No, I looked at George and I go, boy, a person with all this stage presence, a person that has this database that he has, and he was doing a routine called Joe Malarkey, America's Worst Motivational Speaker, for over 20 years across the country, and had a great following. And I always wondered why he wasn't successful in network marketing. I mean, because I thought he would just absolutely killed it. And it wasn't until later on when we sat down and we realized that we're just wired differently for success.
Yeah. And so in this journey of you two coming together and ultimately partnering up to write this book, Jim, was it clear to you even before going on this journey that consistency was your secret to success? And George, so Jim, you go first. And then George, for you, was it like, had you diagnosed that consistency was the missing piece, or what, did Jim help you do that? So maybe, Jim, you can start off and we can kind of take it from both sides.
Yeah, I've always been the type of person that could set a goal and then go after it and get it. I had no problem whatsoever with what we call delayed gratification. So I had that going for me. And as a leader or as somebody successful, whether it was my business career or in network marketing, I would always sponsor or recruit good people, train them, and always wondered why they wouldn't have the same success that I had, because I gave them all the tools that I was using. And then along comes George.
Yeah, I did understand that consistency was what was killing me. What I couldn't understand is why I couldn't get myself to be consistent. I mean, I would sit in the meetings and get fired up and excited and walk out the door, and then a month later I'd be back at the same meeting realizing I had done virtually nothing in between those two things. And in the research of the book, when Jim says we're wired differently, that's not a metaphor. That's a literal truth. I mean, we cite some studies in the book that talk about the fact that you can look at somebody in a functional MRI machine and tell whether or not they're going to be able to delay gratification or they're going to be driven by instant gratification. And that's the same as consistency. Delayed gratification is the same as consistency. It's the ability to work now for something you're going to get in the future. And once I saw that, and I realized, well, the reason why Jim succeeds with a different plan than I would succeed with is because we're literally thinking out of two different parts of our brains, which makes they make decisions in completely different ways.
Yeah.
And that was the disconnect. That was the failure. That's the reason why you could sit down and present me with all the plans and tools and training and everything that works for you, and I would turn around completely understanding it, completely having it in my heart, but unable to execute it consistently.
I remember I gave George my daily eight scorecard that I created for the company I was in. And I remember, you know, eight things you had to do on a daily basis to be successful. And George looks at it and goes, seven things too many on this list. And that's eye-opening, you know.
So I hear you guys say that you're completely different and that the consistency factor, which the consistency chain, is one of the pieces to understanding that. But where's the solution? Is there ever redemption for George? I mean, do you get to be successful, or do we just have to accept the fact that you're going to be a Hall of Fame speaker, a stand-up comedian, have that unbelievable routine that you had for all those years? Does this book actually take a guy like you and make you successful in network marketing or anything in your life?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing that I had to understand is the part of the brain that I tend to make my decisions out of, which is the seat of instant gratification, it's a much more primal part of the brain called the ventral striatum. And it makes decisions on you need to answer three questions correctly to get somebody like me to move. And that is it easy? Is it safe? Is it pleasurable? And by the way, when I finally understood this, this is the reason why I could be a Hall of Fame speaker and a successful comedian, because all the activities required for those things for me were easy, safe, and pleasurable. And so what we have to do for people like me is we have to help them get past that filter. And the way we do it is we bring the focus down from these grandiose goals and long-term plans and everything. We just get it down to today. And we break it into an activity that somebody like me can look at and go, yeah, that would be pretty easy for me to do. And that feels safe for me to do. And then once I do it, I feel pleasure from it. And so what we've done is we've hijacked the instant gratification portion of my brain, and we actually put it to work in order for me to achieve long-term goals. And when we did this, the first time, and it's literally been 4 years ago now that I started experimenting with this technique, and I decided I'm going to take a part of my life that I've never been consistent at, and that's working out. And I decided, okay, well, I'm going to work out every day. And I put together the one of the pieces of that we call Don't Break the Chain, and I assembled a string of 531 straight workouts. I had never done anything that consistently in my life. And you can literally look at that and just go, man, that's tough. But because of the way we broke it down, because of the mindset behind it, it wasn't tough. All I got to do, I never worked out tomorrow. I just work out today.
And that's on page 89 in your book, 88 and 89, someplace in there. You talk about those three, knocking it down into three-day segments. And,
yeah, I love that. I don't argue that. I think the long-term gratification guys and the short-term gratification guys really do need to merge, so you aren't pigeonholed into that, because this business is both. Yep. You gotta be, it's built for doing something right now, and then it's built again for doing something massive in the long haul. And that's one of the hardest parts of network marketing, is no matter what you're doing, you should be doing something else. Seems like your upline's telling you that, your company's telling you that, your spouse is telling you that, your cross line's telling you that. And what I love about your book is basically it made both of those okay and reinforced the fact that you really do have to unwire yourself on some fronts, whichever one of the two you happen to be. And I don't mind that at all. We got to take a break. This is Genesis Communication Network. We love a guy named Ted Anderson. He owns that network. He's up in Minnesota. He's kept us on the air for 12 years straight because he's nuts. And we get to be on all his radio, and we are forever indebted to him. We're coming back right after this with George Campbell and Jim Packard, Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. We'll be right back.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, and I am Tom Chenault, and we are having a blast. There's a book out there you need to buy called The Consistency Chain for Network Marketing by George Campbell and Jim Packard. I can't ever, I don't like transposing those, and I am just not a smart guy, so that's why I have to use mapping.com, because 100% of the time, I mess that up.
Yep.
So sad. I had consistency factor. Because nothing works in my brain. So that's what I'm 69 years old. And we're, the ship has sailed.
Contact mapping is not a CRM. It's a CRS for can't remember.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, take it away, buddy.
Yeah, so you guys, you're sort of this unlikely pair. You come together and you unlock this recipe for how to create momentum around any habit that you're looking to form. And so, George, talk about working out, because I think that's one that we can actually all really easily identify with, is something that we really struggle with at certain points in our life and hopefully master at some point in our life. So how did you actually tackle building that chain of 500-plus days in a row that you worked out, and then how can that apply to network marketing?
Well, it was, I mean, I'm going to go back just a second to bring in kind of the third missing link of our idea, and that is Jerry Seinfeld. But I saw an interview with Seinfeld, and a kid was asking him, how did you become Jerry Seinfeld? And he said, well, first of all, that wasn't the goal. He said, my goal was to become a better comic. And so he selected an activity that we call a high leverage activity, something that's going to take you in that direction as fast as you can go. And he said, I'm going to write jokes every day. And he got a calendar, and he made an excellent calendar. The first day he wrote jokes, he made an excellent calendar. The second day he wrote a joke. And in the genius of Jerry Seinfeld, the reason why he got $800 million for his sitcom when it went to syndication is he looked at that calendar and he didn't see two X's on the calendar. What he saw was a chain of two links. And then day three and every day after that, he had one unbelievably simple goal, which was don't break the chain. And so I set a goal, we call it an ER direction. I said, instead of what I've done traditionally, which has never worked for me, I want to weigh 175 pounds on this date. Instead of that, I just said, I want to be healthier, fitter, and stronger. And I went and worked out the first day, and I worked out the second day, and the third day, I had one simple goal, and that was don't break the chain. And the reason why this works for me when I'm driven by instant gratification is I would come home from the gym every day, and my goal was to be fitter, stronger, healthier. Well, guess what I was? I was fitter. I was stronger. I was healthier. Every day felt like a huge win for me. I felt great, and I felt it was easy to do. It was safe, and it was pleasurable. So I would show up the next day because it was just that simple. I hit my goal every day, and that was the reason why I could work. If I had said up front, I'm going to work out for 531 straight days, I would have thrown it out because it was unrealistic. Based on me and who I was, it was totally unrealistic. But because I just had to work out today, I say in the book, and that entire string of 531 days, I never worked out tomorrow, ever. Yesterday, that was the only day I had to win.
I have a similar string going, and that similar string is not pleasurable, easy, or safe. But I have a string of 11,639 days of continuous sobriety.
Right.
I couldn't put anything except that X for today. The X from yesterday didn't count, and the X from tomorrow didn't count. But the one today... If I kept that string going and now I've got 11,000 of them in a row, that's a lot of X's that I never could have seen going forward. I had to do it right now. It's a long-term game played one day at a time, which is exactly... Does that make any sense?
No, it's not completely. I've got a friend that's been battling an addiction problem for the last 3 years, who's been sober for the last 3 years. And that was part of the inspiration for this for me, is because that's how you win your life, is you win the day.
Yeah. So I can relate to that completely, and until you said that, I didn't relate to your book in that like that. So thank you for that. That's cool. In fact,
that's the one amazing thing about writing the book. We thought it was just going to be geared towards people in business and sales and network marketing, and we found out very quickly that there is other aspects of their life that they can relate to doing a consistency chain on a daily basis.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say during this break? I talked to him all the way through.
No, you can. We have 45 seconds to break.
Okay, so what do you have to say, Anna?
Oh, my goodness. That consistent, you know, that, and this is what I want to talk to on the other side of the break, is how, you know, that motion, right, of the first 5, 6, 10, 20 days in a row of working out, probably working out is not pleasurable, and it has to be about the X. And then at some point, hopefully, it actually becomes pleasurable to do those things because you start to associate those things together. So let's talk about that on the other side of the break. In the meantime, go check out consistencychain.com. Look at what these guys are doing. Watch their videos together. They're so fun. And we'll be back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News. Popular tourist destinations on the Navajo Nation, including Canyon de Shelly, can welcome back tourists on Monday under the tribe's reopening plan. Much of the Navajo Nation has been closed since March, with the coronavirus sweeping through the reservation that extends into New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. The tribe released a plan this week that allows hair salons and barbershops to open by appointment only and businesses to operate at 25% of maximum capacity. Also, the reopening of marinas, parks, and others with safeguards. The Democratic and Republican conventions will lack for crowds but not television coverage. The standard political gatherings that were to unfold for the Democratic Party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and for the GOP in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be largely virtual, constrained by the coronavirus. That won't stop TV scrutiny for the speeches and other activities leading up to Joe Biden's Democratic Party nomination for president on Thursday and the GOP's renomination of President Donald Trump the following week. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault. We got two guys that we love. And one funny and the other one funny. And I thought only one was going to be funny.
That's how you can tell us apart.
That's right. Who's who? I want to talk about Seinfeld a little bit because I always wanted to be a comedian until I realized how much work it was. You know, I actually remembering the jokes and writing down the jokes and everything. And, you know, then I watched writing. I still all the time watch writing in cars with comedians.
Yeah.
Because my two favorite things in the world are comedians and cars, so you're my idol. But at the end of the day, that guy, I mean, he had that streak completely filled up with the jokes that he'd written over the years. And people like you, that's what you do. I mean, everybody thinks it's so spontaneous, but there's monster preparation in that routine that you had called the worst motivational speaker on the planet, the 24 years or whatever that story was that I've already forgotten. But that's hard, and you had to work hard on that bit, right?
George, you should tell them your Seinfeld story.
Well, I was probably about 6 years into a 10-year career in stand-up, and I was doing well. I mean, I worked as much as I wanted to work and made money, and I was at a club in Atlanta, and Seinfeld was there for the night, and the rest of us had the night off. And there were two other clubs there, and we all stayed in the same house, and so we all trooped down the hill to go see Jerry Seinfeld. We're sitting up in the balcony, six unbelievably jaded comics with our feet up and our arms crossed, and we saw Seinfeld do about an hour and 20 minutes. And then we trooped out of the balcony, and we walked back up towards the house a couple blocks away. And the most amazing thing happened on that trip is that nobody said anything. And then finally, two blocks in, one of the guys said, "Guys, we are so screwed." Because Seinfeld, I had never seen him in person, and I didn't realize how really, really good he was. And kind of from that moment on is when I realized I've got to look at making a change. And the change that I saw was I knew where I was, and I knew where he was, and I did not know how to bridge that gap.
There you go.
And that was the thing, and that's what I think we see that in network marketing. When you're sitting at the back of the room, when you're at a zero distributor level, and you're seeing Jim Packard on stage, and you're going, "I want to be like that. I don't know how. I don't know how to bridge that gap." And it was not too long. It was 3 or 4 years after that I left stand-up comedy, and I basically took stand-up comedy skills into the corporate and association world by writing the show Joe Malarkey, the Worst Motivational Speaker in America. And I had really good success, and I knew, by that time I knew how to write comedy. And it's somewhere along the line, because I picked up a buddy of mine, he and I started a business supplying topical humor to other speakers. We started a business, and because of a little bit of accountability, I started writing consistently. We've been doing this for 8 or 9 years, writing 5 jokes a day every day, and we've never missed a day. And I finally, it clicked on me what the power of accountability combined with a very simple activity, which is one of the things we talk about in the book. So in the last 8 or 9 years, I've probably written 20,000 jokes. Which when you look at the big picture, you go, "There's no way. There's no way I could write 20,000 jokes." No, but I can write 5 jokes a day. I can do it over a period of years.
So there was a post on Facebook about a month ago. And somebody said, "Who's the funniest person in multi-level marketing?" And a bunch of people tagged me because I'm quite funny. No, I'm not. That's just how low the bar is. But the point I make to you is you should do a bit for this profession, for the ANMP and for Eric and all those people, where it's actually prepared and it's consistently funny instead of all, they said that the second guy that got nominated through that thing was a guy named Tommy Wyatt, who's my friend, and I've known him for a long time, but he doesn't feel like he's that funny. But now you're out here. We got to figure out a way to get you on stage because you actually want to do it. I'm just intuitively a train wreck that sometimes is funny, most of the time hurtful. So,
when we do our program live, if you like the book, you would absolutely love us on stage, especially George. I mean, I'm the Ed McMahon. He's the Johnny Carson.
Believe it.
I know what he's going to say before he says it, and I start cracking up because he can work an audience like you've never seen. And when we get done with the program, the leaders come up to me and want to see my daily 8 scorecard, and they want to see the graphs I use. 80% of the people go up to George and hug him and give him kisses, which he's very uncomfortable about, by the way, and just tell him, finally, somebody has listened to how we feel. And that's why we know we'd love to get on a stage, obviously, like Eric has. We might not be able to tap into the top 5%, but we can certainly reach 95% of the audience, which are in all those people's organizations.
That's exactly right. I have some, especially with the ANMP, or I don't even know if we're filled up, but that event is in a week. And the list of speakers, it's virtual. is unbelievable, and it's $50. So if you guys get a chance, go to ANMP2020.com. And I'm on the board, so I'll find out if there's room for you two guys and see if there's any space for that. And I can't make any representation to you whatsoever. But
we'd have to clear our schedule.
Yeah, we are. It's recorded.
Clear.
Melting pot of Arizona. So you guys, go register for that thing. And you guys should go to it just to see the crowd, because you're going to be rubbing elbows with some really, really, really strong people that deliver a heck of a message, and that would be a contribution to the profession by you two guys that would be important. So think that over.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, talk about the mission of what, you know, this book represents a piece of this mission that you guys are on together. So talk about, what is it, what's the impact that you're trying to create? You know, how does the book fit into it, and what's beyond the book as far as how people can plug into what you guys
are doing? Good
call. Yeah, I think, George, let's tell them a little bit about the study that we did with our chain gangs.
Jim and I, about a year and a half ago, realized that because some of the things we say are kind of a little bit counterintuitive to what successful leaders have experienced in their growth and businesses, that we really needed metrics. We needed to be able to justify and prove what we were talking about, that this actually worked for people. And so we started what we call chain gangs, which are just little peer-to-peer support and accountability groups. And this began as a case study. And we took surveys of people that wanted to be in these groups. We had about 80, 90 people that applied to be in this original case study. And Jim, tell me your experience with that.
Well, I went through the 80 or 90 questionnaires, and I picked out the top 20, and I said, okay, George, here's the 20 that we should run with. And I said, why don't you look through them, and you pick your top 20, and we'll kind of combine the list. And when we looked at George's top 20 and my top 20, how many do you think were exactly the same?
None.
Not one. Not one. I'll let you take the rest of this, George.
Yeah, Jim was looking at him like, who's most likely to actually make this journey, to be able to do this? And I looked at it from the standpoint of who are the people that if we could impact, the difference is going to be so dramatic, you're not going to be able to deny it. And so we reverse cherry picked, and we picked people who, based on their own responses, and then they were all in network marketing, they maybe reached out to one, possibly two people a month, maybe. So they were at a 5 to 10% activity range. And we put them in these chain gangs, and immediately, and I'm not talking about a slow, I'm talking overnight, these people who had performed at a virtually non-existent level consistently performed, consistently took their action through COVID, through the holidays, through everything that's happened in the last year and a half, the number holds very consistently between 82 and 83% of the time.
Wow.
These folks who have been doing virtually nothing before are now showing up at a vital activity in their network marketing business basically 6 days a week.
And these are the people, George, that when they announce a contest and in that room, you have all your leaders are looking at it and go, I wonder if I can win two trips. I wonder if I can win the airline fare. And whereas 80% or 85% of the room were going, no way I was going to be able to make a trip like that. We've taken that group, and now they're working towards those contests on a daily basis. And that is so gratifying.
Are you guys doing any kind of online virtual training or anything like that with this, or are you just selling them to buy the book and drown?
No, what we have now is, and we've been in development of this. The case studies are run a year and a half. We've been in development 3 months. And we've been in beta test for a month, and we just come out with it this week. And if you go to thechaingangapp.com, thechaingangapp.com, you can register. It's a subscription, very cheap subscription, and you will be placed in a group with four other people who are on the exact same journey. You have the ability to support and encourage. You get feedback from other people. You get to see what your chain looks like, what your percentages are, what your streaks are. You get to see your team percentages. We weigh in. We have the ability to reach into groups and engage with people We've got more and more programming that's coming online that will just be available to these groups. It's super exciting. I mean, we think we can reach so many people with this that we can actually have an impact, which that's exactly what we want to do.
That's great. So you pair them off in groups of five, and the results have just been fantastic for these people over the last year and a half.
Yeah. Imagine if you're a leader and you could take a group of your a significant portion of your group that's doing virtually nothing, plug them into something like this that it takes like 5 minutes a day on the part of the participants. I mean, it doesn't take much time. And you see their activity level jump from virtually zero to 83%. I mean, you can imagine what effect it's going to have on the leader's bottom line. And then just from the standpoint of the person, because I look at it from the other part, the standpoint of knowing that I'm actually engaged in the business I said I was going to be, and I'm doing the things I said I was going to do, and I no longer have to fear, I no longer have to feel the frustration and shame that I felt. I can actually feel good about every day. It's phenomenal.
Big difference.
I'm interested in this because I feel like I'm one of those ivory tower guys that can't relate to everybody down there. I just can't figure out why people can't get it. It makes me nuts. Yeah. And the producer of this show is in a window. And when I just said that, she stuck her hands in the air like, he finally confessed. Because I'm so arrogant, because I can't figure out why everybody doesn't map and document and follow up and win. So I think you guys are right on the money. So we're going to take a break, and I'm going to humble myself yet even more. And we will be back right after this on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, Jim Packard, and George Campbell. They've written a book called The Consistency Chain for Network Marketing. And if you've watched the show, you bought the book. I guarantee that. So if you watched the show, you bought the book. Positive of it. So if you haven't, if you're just hearing this right now, saying, why did Tom Chenault just say that? Go watch the show. Because I am telling you, the comments I'm getting, are you married, Jim?
Yeah, I've been married for 50 years this month.
Okay, good. And how about you, George?
I will be married. Now, it's going to take me like 4 or 5 wives to do it. But I'll get to 50 years.
Are you kidding?
I'm not married right now, but I am engaged and very excited about it.
Okay, so I've got 3 texts from people that just love your teeth.
I'm huge with dental hygienists.
Yes, you must have some sort of deal with a teeth whitening company. So anyway,
tell him George sent you.
Yeah, tell him. All right, so what do you got?
All right, so final segment. You know, you're taking people, you're bringing them into these consistency chain gangs, and the results are great. And so share the website one more time. Where do people plug in to go and get paired up with some partners?
It is the Chain Gang app.com. One of the cool things about it is as you check in with your gang during the day, there's a very simple way you check in. I did mine. And then that's the system then sends out the emails to the folks saying, hey, one of your chain gang guys checked in. And it's just, and we found out it's those little pings during the day, because sometimes we mean to do well, we just simply forget. And so it's just these little intermittent, unexpected little pings during the day that remind me, hey, this is the day. This is the day that I am to win.
Yeah. And if you're a competitive person like I am, I mean, I'm going to run my chain as long as I possibly can, and it will track something like that. And
yeah.
The interesting thing, Tom, that I found and Adrian that I found is that you can be an 80%er in many areas of your life and a 20%er in some areas and 80% in other areas. And so the book has meaning for everybody, not only the 80%ers, but the 20%ers as well. And that's been extremely impactful for a lot of leaders. And a leader can finally understand that this is how people think. This is how my organization thinks. When all along we've been trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And sometimes, you know, we get so frustrated trying to do that. And now there's a better way to perhaps measure the success. And that's what we found with the Chain Gang app.
And Richard Brook talks about embracing the model of network marketing.
Yeah.
If everybody would go out and enroll, not sign up 100 people, 80 of them would be customers. 15 of them would be distributors, where they signed up to actually distribute 2 or 3 products. maybe make enough to get their products free, and then four or five of them are going to be those influencers. But the way that the industry's gone over the last 25, 50 years is we've been focused on the five, not the 100, and really dropping people off not where they want to be, but where our agenda takes them. What I love about what you guys are doing is you're dropping people off right where they are and then letting them progress, which is what I'm quite well known for with Marianne and all those people, is just let be where they are. That's all I am. I'm like a flower child. They're arrogant, because that's exactly the opposite. You know, because I just want people to be successful so bad that I literally try to push that pig through the python snake. And you cannot do it. That's that simple. Adrian hates to say that.
Well, for years and years and years, we'd look at people that weren't successful, and we'd look at them and say, well, they didn't have a big enough why or big enough purpose. They weren't focused enough for the. We wanted it more for them than they wanted it for themselves. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. Can I circle back to something, Adrian? You asked me about the pleasure thing.
Is this going to be the tea thing again?
Yeah, no.
No, okay.
Yeah. The pleasurable, easy, safe, and pleasurable, sometimes the act in itself, it's like working out, is not necessarily pleasurable for me, but the after effect of it is extremely pleasurable because I feel great about myself because I did what I said I was going to do. And that's where the pleasure comes in. So you don't have to necessarily feel like, you know, if you're an introvert like I am, the thought of picking up the phone is not necessarily pleasurable. But the after effect, I feel so good about myself that's where the pleasure comes into place. And that's a good indicator that you're on the right track with your activity. If you feel really great afterwards, you'd want, okay, because that increases the chances that you're going to show up the next day. Because you want that feeling again.
And with 500 workouts in a row, you're not going to let that X break for anything. That X is so important. It's kind of, you know, Paris Hilton couldn't get me to break that X on the sobriety chain. There's no way one coming in the door is going to be able to do that. Not Marianne Niehaus, not Paris Hilton. So that's
and it gets to where I love the workout analogy because at first it's the runner's high, right? You get the endorphins after the run, but you feel like crap the whole time. And then sooner or later, you're number one, you get fitter, and so the pain is not as great. But two, your brain goes, I know how good it's going to feel after that. I actually start feeling that, I experience that pleasure as it's going. That is something we can apply to, you know, these guys are showing you how to do that in your business.
And you also hit a place that we call momentum, where it took me about 6-7 months in working out, but I finally hit the place where I no longer got up and said, am I going to work out today? My question was simply, what workout am I going to do? And with marketing, it's like, I'm not going to decide to call somebody today. I'm just going to decide who it is that I'm going to call.
Yes.
All right. We love you guys. It was a lot of fun. You guys go buy this Consistency Chain for Network Marketing. Tell them Marianne Niehaus sent you. Sweet. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.